Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits. Andy Kim and the Rascals on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. This has been a difficult week for everyone who knew and loved and listened to Dave Redinger, husband, father, grandfather, co-host of Dave's Corner Garage here on Zoomer Radio. Dave passed away on Monday after a long and brave fight with cancer for almost 20 years. The listener response to the news has been overwhelming, summed up in this one note from Anne. I listen to Dave every Saturday morning driving in my car for years. I learned so much from him and really enjoyed the show. Lots of fun, great laughs too. Heartbreaking for his family, his friends at Zoomer Radio, and for us listeners too. Dave's longtime radio partner and friend, Alan Gelman, is our special guest this morning. Thanks, Alan, for being here, and very sorry for your loss.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, Dave was a super guy. He's fought this for 20 years. You know, he always had this attitude that nothing's going to get me. There's too many things in life that I want to experience, I want to accomplish. So let's just get to it. And for 20 years, he fought the battle. And unfortunately, he succumbed to it. But he got his money's worth. Let's put it that way.
Alan, Jane here. You and I have known each other a long time. I'm thinking more than 20 years. Very sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Jane. Yes, for a long time. I had hair, I think, when we met.
Yeah. So, I mean, who lives with cancer for 20 years? I mean, how did that affect his lifestyle, his motivation, his energy? Like, how did he live with cancer? What kind of a person was he?
A totally positive, you know, big-time attitude kind of guy. Like I say, there was nothing that was going to stop him. When he initially got diagnosed, he got treated. He had to undergo some surgery. And then he had a good five-year run where, for the most part, it didn't bother him, and he carried on. Unfortunately, it did return. And again, he went through surgery. And this sort of was the routine up until the last year or so, where they decided, no more surgery, I'm just going to deal with chemo. But and it's so bizarre because he never complained. He had a routine. So he wanted to make sure we did a good show on Saturday. So he would go into the hospital on Monday, have his chemo. You know, of course, it took the best of him for a couple of days, but by Wednesday, Thursday, he was better. Mm-hmm. And by Saturday morning, you'd never know that there was anything wrong. So, he loved life, and he loved to do the show, and he loved that all his friends and family were all around him all the time.
Thanks for sharing that bit with us, because we've had a lot of listeners writing in. Jane did the story in the news yesterday, and I talked about Dave as well, who were surprised about the cancer diagnosis, that didn't know. And I think, you know, as much as we try to share all of ourselves with listeners, there are some things that we need to keep private. What I want to ask you about is just this whole Saturday morning joyride that the two of you were on for so many years together. There was just such a special chemistry between you two. You know, it's rare and you can't force it. It's either there or it isn't, right?
Well, you know, of course, we both have this zest for life, and we enjoy doing radio. We both, you know, we loved it in very much. It was a way for us in both cases to generate business for us. You know, I have my own shop, Dave has his. But again, because of that mechanical connection, let's call it, you know, it was easy to joke around. We didn't have to plan anything. When we had callers from on the radio, people saying that they had an issue with their car or whatever, we would look at each other, and they were so run-of-the-mill or so things that happened so often, we both knew exactly what the answers were. And we, in a lot of cases, we could finish each other's sentences.
Yeah. And tell us about the love of his life, his wife of almost 50 years. Not very many people get to have that, and that was a huge part, the motivation in his life.
Oh, absolutely. He lived for family. As a matter of fact, I guess about 2 years ago now, he found and bought a cottage, a historical cottage up on Lake Simcoe, which he totally renovated. He had to make sure it was big enough for his entire family. He had to make sure that there was room for his three kids, their spouses, 8 grandchildren, because he loved when the family were together, whether it was for meals or for holidays, anything like that. And again, Barb was the glue that kept that all together.
And if I can put you on the spot, is there a plan for the show? What is the future of the show?
Well, Steve and I have been, you know, faking it for the last month or so, I should say. We're going to continue on. Obviously, the outpouring from listeners has been great, mm-hmm. and the family wants us to continue. So that is the plan. We're going to carry it on. Again, as Jane knows, I did it for 10 years on another station. Loved doing it. So hopefully it'll carry on. Like I say, the listeners are there, so why wouldn't we?
Excellent. Well, exactly. And it's nice if you keep the name, too, in his honor.
Someone did ask me that, and I said, well, my pride isn't that big. I can work with that, you know.
Alan Gelman, co-host of Dave's Corner Garage, longtime radio partner and friend to Dave Redinger, who died on Monday. Thanks, Alan, for your honesty and for your time today. It was lovely.
Oh, very much. Very happy to do it. And again, love listening to you guys. You know, Dave would have been good on your show. You should have had him on a couple
times. Dave has been on the show. Yes, of course.
So you've been keeping it a secret from me.
Well, it's unfortunate circumstances that we had you on for the first time to talk about Dave. But you're going to come back and be a regular too, Alan.
We're going to have to talk, Jane. All right, guys, have yourself a great day. Make sure everybody listens in on Saturday. There's going to be some tears. There's going to be some laughs. We're going to have a good time.